sports, politics, life. The Bluemont Hotel in Manhattan presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Online reservations at BluemontHotel.com.
Well, for a national title game that really didn't offer a whole lot from a local or regional perspective, not a lot of connections, players, certainly not teams from our conferences or the teams that we follow, that national title game was something else on two fronts. First of all, it just started out as a wild, very hard-played game between Purdue and UConn that was up and down the floor and close for quite a while in the first half before UConn built a six-point lead, which kept everybody watching. You thought Purdue's got this stud in Edie. They're a good three-point shooting team. Eventually, they're going to start falling from the outside, and this thing's going to be okay. But as UConn played on, throughout the second half, they built the lead to 9, which sort of felt a little bit insurmountable, then 11, then 14. And we began to understand we were watching history. And I think a lot of us don't really appreciate this as we're seeing it, that this is an historical UConn team that really cannot be compared to anything else. You know, the UCLA teams, the John Wooden teams, I don't remember those. I'm not old enough to really remember those teams and know a whole lot about them. I remember the back end of a couple of those teams. I remember watching Bill Walton play and some of those. But the whole Wooden era, to me, is not something that I know, and I know it won't be repeated. I appreciate the history, understand college basketball and what UCLA did under John Wooden. And we know a lot of the greatness that's been around and the dynasties, if you will, the Blue Bloods. We've heard the names. We've seen the total wins over time. And we hear program after program after program mentioned and promoted and propped up in the basketball media and on television. We know who these programs are. They have been North Carolina, Kentucky, Kansas, kicked to curb most recently, have been UCLA and Indiana and programs like that. And almost never when somebody mentions a Blue Blood, you may hear Duke. There's a lot of schools you may hear. Almost never does anybody mention UConn. It's like the Northeast of the United States is stuck out on its own island in its professional sports world, which it is. This is not a great area for college athletics. College athletics does not thrive in the Northeast corridor. For the most part, fans there and the overwhelmingly large population there don't really care much about college athletics. They care about their pro sports teams, and all of these teams are so close to each other. They're an hour apart. These major cities all up and down the East Coast, just one easy train ride or drive to go see your team play on the road an hour away. It's just one giant city and major professional franchise after another. And so UConn, even though it can be considered New York's team or one of New York's teams, there could be plenty of those. There's plenty of colleges around these big cities. They don't draw that much attention, and for some reason, it doesn't feel like college. When America sees colleges in the Northeast, they don't think of it as college towns. They see it as schools near really giant cities in the big city, and many of these schools are in the big city or part of a big city metropolitan area. And we don't think of them like Raleigh-Durham or Chapel Hill or Lexington or Lawrence. We just don't. It's the same way in football. We look at some of these great college football towns and we see what we believe are college towns. And they are. And college towns are unique and great. And UConn does not fit that mold. But as we're watching this game and we watch this thing unfold and you think about what we've witnessed now, because this is the remarkable part. We know about the 6 national titles. We know it's 6 in 25 years. The most remarkable part of 6 national championships in 25 years at UConn is not that they've had a coach there for 25 years that's won 6 of them, which would be Belichick-esque and one of the all-time greats, certainly a modern era great. I think what's even more amazing with the UConn basketball program is they have 6 titles in 25 years with 3 different head coaches. I can't put into words how impossible that is. What changes in college, the reason we don't talk about Indiana anymore or UCLA anymore is the coaches change. There's nothing inherently great about a university or even a culture. Anybody that hires a coach that isn't good is not going to be good in college athletics. We've seen that at Kentucky in short spurts. We've seen it with John Calipari leaving now because he hasn't made the second round of the tournament in 5 years at Kentucky for crying out loud. We've watched 15-year, 20-year periods where Alabama football is no good. We've watched Notre Dame fall off the charts and planet in football before. We see this with these blue blood legacy programs. It can happen anywhere. Kansas has not fallen in college basketball for one simple reason. They've gone from Larry Brown to Roy Williams to Bill Self. They have not made a bad hire. If Bill Self retires in a few years and they make a hire that doesn't pan out, Kansas won't be Kansas. They'll have to find that guy to get back there. Kentucky is going through this right now. Kentucky's looking for a head coach to replace John Calipari, who has left for Arkansas. And you may scratch your head and said, why is he doing that? Cal wants to be loved. He wants to reset. He was coming back next year on the hot seat. He didn't want to answer any more questions about that. I don't blame the man. He's got a legacy at Kentucky. I think over time he'll be beloved at Kentucky. Mitch Barnhart, the AD there, has quite a job to do. He's not going to get Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley's not going to leave UConn. Hurley's the New Jersey guy. He's coaching at UConn. He's a Northeast dude. He's got it rolling. Why would you leave? I don't care if the money's double. I am not leaving UConn, and I don't think Dan Hurley is either. I think Mitch Barnhart is going to lock in on Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, and I think Billy Donovan's going to stay in the NBA. Why would you come deal with players that make money in college that are free agents every year when you can actually have a better job now in the NBA because some of your players are locked up, guaranteed in contracts? Now, he doesn't have great players in Chicago. They're 4 games under .500 or something. They're okay. They're going to make the playoffs probably. Would Billy Donovan come back to college basketball because he's tired of the NBA? Maybe. Maybe. I think that's who a lot of people think is the number one target right now because Dan Hurley's out of the question. But I think he's got a great chance of winding up being Scott Drew from Baylor. If Scott Drew wants the job, I think he'll get it. Mitch Barnhart and Scott Drew are close to one another. They've known each other for a long time. And maybe Scott Drew, he's got a choice to make. Does Scott Drew want to build a statue, have a statue built of him in Waco? Or does he want to jump into the frying pan in Lexington? I can't answer that question. I don't know. But I think this is going to get really interesting in Kentucky. But the point is, Kentucky's on the brink of something really bad. If they get this wrong, Kentucky's in trouble. They're in real trouble. They've been in trouble for 5 years with Calipari, who really can't coach. He just needs players. He's not a great coach. He's not a great X's and O's coach. We know this. We've watched it. We watched his team melt down against Kansas in a title game with an 11-point lead with 2 minutes to go and blow it. We've seen his teams, the way they perform in this tournament. We've seen it. Kentucky fans are tired of it. There is no such thing as a blue blood except for the one program we don't call a blue blood, and that's UConn. I can't believe they've won 6 titles in 25 years. I can't believe they've done it with 3 different head coaches, and I can't believe how well they have played in the last 2 NCAA tournaments. Are you ready for this? UConn is 12-0, obviously, in the last 2 tournaments. This year, they won every single game by 13 points or more. That's never been done. And over the last 2 years, winning back-to-back national titles, some of you won't appreciate this at all, and it will mean absolutely nothing. For some of you, your jaw drops when you hear this. And you can't believe this. This is the most stunning exclamation point for a 2-year dynasty run in college basketball that anybody could ever hear. Dan Hurley and his UConn team are 12-0 against the spread the last 2 years in the NCAA tournament. That means they have been favored in 12 games and covered every single time. This is what we used to watch in women's college basketball and say, well, this is why nobody wants to watch women's college basketball, because there's pure dominance over here. This one program, whether it was Connecticut, whether it was Tennessee, this dominance, fans say they don't like it. They want to know who's going to win, who's not going to win. Well, this game offered up the opportunity for Purdue to win. Purdue was a great basketball team this year. They had an absolute star in Zach Edey. They played well much of the night. In the end, UConn being UConn, with new players, not last year's players. It's not a repeat performance. He rebuilt the roster and did it again. This guy's on top of his game. UConn is a freak show. There is no other way to describe this. We've not seen this. And this should be even harder right now with free agency in college basketball than it's ever been. And if you don't believe me about the dominance of whether or not we like watching this or not. I think they'll get a good rating on this game. I think it was two great teams. I'm not sure it was, you know, the proper markets, a team from Indiana. I think there's some things, again, the Northeast, is a lot of people live there, but they really don't care about college athletics. So I don't know how this will play out, but we did get the ratings from the women's game on Sunday. And it was a whopping 18.7 million for the Caitlin Clark show is what it was. Nobody tuned in. Honest to God, nobody. If Caitlin Clark, if they were out of it, nobody would have tuned in to watch one of the greatest college teams of all time. A 38-0 undefeated South Carolina team win the national title and eventually win it rather easily, sort of like UConn. They pulled away late in the second half. They were clearly the better team and the better coach team and all these things. But 18.7 million people watched to watch Caitlin Clark. For some reason, Americans have become that. They tune in to watch a player, not a team. We know this because we see it in NFL ratings. The Chiefs get massive television ratings. Why? Because people tune in to watch Patrick Mahomes play. He's a freak show. You don't know what you're going to see. And believe you me, a third of the people watching Chiefs games nationally are rooting against the Chiefs. They want to see Mahomes get hit. They want to see him go down. They want to see him be less cocky. They want to see him be humanized because he's inhuman on the field. He plays like he's a machine, and he's cocky and arrogant. And if he's not your guy, you don't like Patrick Mahomes. You just don't. That's Caitlin Clark. That's why she gets so many people watching. Sunday, the group I was watching with, we were on a patio at a sports restaurant in Lenexa, and it was on, and the sound was on, and there were Iowa fans inside, and they were all cheering, and it was a scene. It was a real thing. And so we knew there was going to be a big television rating, because you can just feel it. And we're watching this game like we've never watched a college basketball game before, and all three dudes in our party of six were rooting against Caitlin Clark. We don't like her. We don't like her. Now, many of you, this is angered. I had a guy email me just the longest email I've ever received that I've been wrong about Caitlin Clark. I'm like, what was I wrong about with Caitlin Clark? I said, she's great. There's no denying how great she is. I used to root against Tiger Woods for crying out loud. Some people like underdogs and some people don't like overly cocky, showboaty superstars. We just don't. Caitlin Clark and Patrick Mahomes are pretty much the same athlete, except Mahomes wins titles. That's the difference. They're the same thing. They're always on the refs. They're animated. They're cocky. People, did you like Dan Hurley in last night's game? The UConn coach. Did you like Dan Hurley? Nobody's going to like that guy. He wins, and he's cocky, and he's a show, and he's always on the refs, and he's complaining about everything. It's going to take 2 seconds for America to hate Dan Hurley. If you don't already hate him, which you may. It's the same thing. That's what people watch in sports. It's the people in sports that are hated that get the best ratings, because then you just don't have the fans watching. You have the haters watching and rooting against. And that is a powerful thing. And I've stated this for 25 years in my sports radio career and now in this podcast. It is tried and true. It is an absolute formula. You are a star, but you have to be a villain. If you don't think there were people rooting against Michael Jordan winning all those titles back in the day, think again. There were people rooting against Michael Jordan. There were people rooting against Tiger Woods when he dominated. There are people rooting against Caitlin Clark. She's crazy if she doesn't start her own basketball league. She is such a phenomenon, such a star. The numbers will not reach these numbers next year in college basketball unless she returns to Iowa. They won't. And nobody watches the WNBA. They're going to throw scads of money at her and hope that she is the one thing that finally ignites that league, because the WNBA has largely been a failure and a money loser that the NBA subsidizes. That's all it is. I think she should start her own league. 8 teams, own the team in Des Moines, find a billionaire investor, go to 7 other cities, have the one investor own all 8 franchises, and you travel around and play on the road in those buildings too and sell every one of them out, get your own TV contract, and go. Start peeling them away. From the WNBA, right out of college, everywhere else. Just peel them off. Just go after them. You can take the WNBA and flush them down the toilet. Caitlin Clark is bigger than women's college basketball. She is a phenomenon. She's a freak show. And so is the UConn men's program. 12-0 the last 2 years in the tournament, and an unlikable but great coach in Dan Hurley. Come on, you can't watch that guy and really like him. There's something about him that you recognize. If he was your friend, you'd like him. You'd be like, well, that's a cool dude. He's confident. He's a winner. He's got it all together. But watching him coach, you can't like that guy. But you can't take your eyes off of it, can you? It's all the same. It's never changed in sports. Every sport needs a villain. But the villain has to be great. They have to be really great at what they do. And Dan Hurley is the best coach in America. And it's not close. And Caitlin Clark is the best women's basketball player since Lynette Woodard. And it's not even close. And we see these things and we recognize them and we appreciate their greatness. And the reason so many people are compelled to talk about it, to watch, is because there are two sides to the coin. There's the side, I love this girl, she's an amazing player. And there's the side, why is she complaining every time down the floor? And why does she flop? And why is this all about her? Two different kinds of people. UConn men's basketball, greatest two-year tournament run I've ever seen. 12-0, 12 covers, every game by 13 or more this year. But there's something about Dan Hurley to make you, when they come back next year, everybody's going to be rooting against UConn. It maybe was, they could maybe pass the taste test this year for you, but not next year. And I'll be the same way. Except you know what I'll do? Until I lose a bet, I am never betting against UConn in the tournament in Dan Hurley. I'm not. Eventually they won't cover, and then maybe I'll really hate him. But right now, I can't hate him because he's won me money constantly in this tournament. What an unbelievable NCAA tournament, both the men's and women's. Really, that's all we can say is it was remarkable. Well, I'm so proud to welcome a new sponsor to the podcast. We met Bart Dandler about a month ago. He listens, and he listens a lot. He loves the podcast. He works with McConnell & Associates. They're a tremendous company that basically does commercial, industrial, municipal parking lots, concrete maintenance, asphalt. We like to say that if you step all over this company, if you've walked through Luce Park or Sarcor Park or all the trails or different parking lots and things around Kansas City, you've walked all over McConnell & Associates. Their work is everywhere in the Kansas City area. They work with companies, industrial, municipal, homeowners associations, churches, office and medical parks, city and county parks and rec, high school and college sports directors, facilities managers. McConnell & Associates is wherever you walk, wherever you park, or wherever you play, they did it. They're all over the city. They specialize in concrete work, grading, drainage, asphalt, paving and repairs, paving maintenance, repairs, surfaces, all those things. They don't really do like commercial driveways, like your house and stuff. These are bigger projects than that. And they want to be part of the podcast because they feel close to the podcast. They feel like, well, I'll just leave it at that, okay? I don't know whether we're going to get them contracts with churches or homeowners associations or county parks and rec. I don't know. I told Bart this. He said, I don't know, man. I don't know. He said, that's okay. We want to create a higher profile with the people that matter most that know that we're the company out there doing it. With the blue and yellow barricades, when you're walking in Luce Park, we did all that. We did all these trails. Most of these community trails, they've paved all those. Most parking lots that you park in, it's McConnell & Associates. They're really good at what they do. They also manufacture pavement sealers for asphalt, specifically seal coat and sealer for concrete, giant parking lots as well. And they manufacture coatings for sports surfaces. Pretty cool stuff. McConnell & Associates. If you want to get a hold of Bart and learn more about what they do, just call Bart at 816-215-1973. That's 816-215-1973. And we're not going to send you their website because it's a little clunky and it's like a .org kind of thing or .net. But just go to the KK list. If you want to learn more about McConnell & Associates and what they do and see their website, which is terrific, go to thekklist.com and find them there. It's McConnell & Associates. Walk all over these guys. That's what I'm going to say constantly. Just walk all over Bart. Poor Bart, you're going to get walked all over. Drive on him. Just drive right over him. Drive right over them, walk right over them. McConnell & Associates, they pave everything, everywhere. Okay, the Royals are amazingly leading the American League in home runs. They are amazingly, well, they've got 14. The Royals are amazingly leading the American League in fewest home runs allowed with 4. The Royals amazingly are leading the American League in starting pitching. They should be better than 6-4. They're not. The bullpen's a weak spot, but they are coming off a 4-game sweep. They're getting ready to play the Astros, who are off to a rough start, but one of the real great operations in all of baseball. And they're resetting the pitching tonight with Cole Reagan, Seth Lugo, and Brady Singer going the next 3 days. This is fun. I cannot believe the Royals are leading the league in home runs, leading the league in fewest given up, and leading the league in starting pitching. If that continues, the Royals will win the division. Now, I don't expect that to continue. This is a good start. The record is not as good as it should be. It really ought to be 8-2. 7-3 would be acceptable. 6-4 is just okay. For what the Royals have done, 6-4 isn't that great. But you know the math. If the Royals win 6 of their next 10, they're 12-8. And they're probably right there in first place or a game out or something like that in the Central Division. And we'll take it. We'll take 6 out of every 10 because we don't know any better yet. We see signs that the Royals could be better than 6 out of 10. But we really don't know any better, do we? It would be pretty remarkable if they played 600 baseball and won 6 out of 10. So we accept this start, even though it really ticks me off that they've blown 2 of these games. Because there's going to be a stretch where they don't pitch well, where they go dry and don't hit home runs for 10 days. It's coming. There will be a 3-7 somewhere over 10 days that will offset this one and more. I say this every year. Every team in baseball wins 5 in a row and loses 5 in a row. That used to always be true, but now the really bad teams, it seems like they never do win 5 in a row. Like, it's hard to see the White Sox winning 5 in a row. They have 1 win. They went to Washington last night and played and got shut out again. So they scored 5 runs in 4 games in Kansas City, and they now have 5 runs in 5 games. It's hard to see the White Sox at any point this year winning 5 in a row. But most teams do. The Royals have played, I'm afraid, about as well as they can. If you're leading in home runs, leading in fewest allowed, and leading in starting pitching, what else can you do? And they're only 6-4. So there's glaring weaknesses. There have been some games where the Royals don't hit. They strike out too much. The bullpen is a popcorn popper. We don't know what it is at this point. It's one of those bags that Jessica gets them every now and then. You guys ever get the Jelly Belly? She gets these little bags of Jelly Bellies, the jelly beans. And there must be 20 different flavors in there. And I don't like that. So you can't grab 3 or 4 and just toss them in your mouth at once because you could get the weirdest combination ever. And I don't know which flavor is which. And sometimes I put one that's like coffee flavored in my mouth and I want to spit it out. Neither one of us likes the black licorice. It's too many. It's too much. That's the Royals bullpen. I don't know what it is every night. What we need to do is turn the Royals bullpen from Jelly Bellies into Chicago corn. Chicago popcorn is pretty simple, right? It's caramel and cheese. Let's find caramel and cheese popcorn out there. Figure out who pitches the 8th. Figure out who pitches the 9th. And I can deal with the rest. We can do matchups the rest of the way. But we got to find somebody to pitch the 8th and somebody to pitch the 9th because the Royals folks are going to have a lot of leads this year. They're going to have a lot of starting pitchers leave the game with the lead. And they start with the Astros tonight, and I think this is all very exciting. KKHI is brought to you by our friends at BStock.net. For Memorial Day, they're going to be setting up some huge clearances in May. Right now, they got to clean stuff out to set all that up, and they want you to know that the deals that they have going are among the best ever. An 85-inch TV, Samsung TU7000, $699. Remarkable. Upgrade one model number to the QLED line of Samsung, 85-inch, $799. Q60C, 65-inch, $469. They've got 43-inch TVs as low as $299. BStock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And get this, if you're buying something for your high school kid, your college student, or if you've got an outdoor deck you want to put a TV on or a garage or something like that, they have scratch and dent specials. Okay, these things sometimes get scratched in the box, or they'll have a couple of stuck pixels on the edge. They're perfect for outdoor TVs. And you can save huge money on a couple of these. See the showroom for details in Olathe at bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Advanced Medical Imaging, see what's inside. Online at medimageks.com. That's medimageks.com. Don't forget, this is your year. If you're 40 or over, get the heart scan. Find your plaque score. When they do the heart scan, they see every organ in your torso. You can send it to Dr. Suber right there at the family practice next to Advanced Medical Imaging. You can send it to her, and she'll read it for you and tell you what you got going on. Or you can send it to your doctor. Either way, it's about $100 out of pocket to get the heart scan done, and you can schedule this around your schedule. You can schedule it tomorrow if you'd like. Call 785-856-0224. But for crying out loud, if your doctor says you need an MRI or a CT scan, don't wait 6 weeks. Don't wait 3 weeks. Go to Advanced Medical Imaging and they'll get you in today or tomorrow every time. MedimageKS.com. And my buddy Hutch from AmazingGarageFloors.net sent me a text yesterday. Said he's hearing from many of you that you're finally pulling the trigger on your garage floor, or at least getting the estimate. You've been hearing me talk about Amazing Garage Floors now for 3 years, and you've made it through the Biden years. And the economy has sucked, and we made it through COVID and all these things. Do something for yourself, guys. Come on. Get off the pot and get yourself the garage floor. It is amazing. It is, of all the things in my house, it's the simplest of things that is so much better than what your garage floor is or was. An Amazing Garage Floor is transformative in your home. So easy to keep clean. Makes your garage feel like a space you can live in a little bit and so great to work out of. 913-901-7139. AmazingGarageFloors.net. Veteran owned and operated. Love those folks. John and Heather Hutchins. One final note on the Royals. Jamie Bluma, former Royals reliever, will be our guest on Thursday's podcast. We will talk all things baseball and all things Royals and all things red, white, and Bluma. With Jamie Bluma, who does a great job raising money for his military charity. So Jamie Bluma will be with us on Thursday. The Masters is this week. This is fun. We love the Masters. You know this about me. You may not love it as much as me, but I love it. Tiger played at Augusta National yesterday, and they say he played very well. Some reporters saw him make a couple of birdies. Dudes he played with said they haven't seen him play that well in a while. The issue for Tiger has not always been his playing. It's can he walk the course? There is no tougher walk than Augusta National. You cannot tell on television. I've been there multiple times. It is a grind. At the end of the day, if you're a fan, you feel it. If you're a fan and you walk anywhere, the first time I went, I walked every single hole and because I didn't know if I'd be going back. And you know you've done it. At the end of the day, your legs are mush. They're just mush. The hills are incredible. The ups and downs of the hills, wild. Your favorites this week, well, Scottie Scheffler's the odds-on favorite. Xander Schauffele, Hideki Matsuyama, these are the guys that are playing such, and the metrics would indicate to us would be favored. From the LIV Tour, we're talking about Jon Rahm over on the LIV Tour, maybe Joaquin Niemann, and some people think there's a chance that Sergio Garcia is playing well enough, still have a chance, but he's kind of past the age of where you're supposed to win. You can. Phil finished second last year from the LIV Tour. Nobody remembers. He finished second last year. And Phil was 50. He won at 45 or 46. Phil did. Phil won at an old age. Last year, he's in his 50s. I mean, it can be done. So the Masters is just great. And we look forward to a fantastic tournament this week. Very much looking forward to that. Proud of the NAIA. I led with this yesterday on the... No, I did not lead with this. I led with something else. This was part of the Patron podcast yesterday. The NAIA put out a transgender participation policy. The NAIA has a longstanding tradition of being from Kansas City, having the tournament here. The NAIA is very well known in these parts. It's not as well known in other parts, but it's very well known here. And they stand by a lot of traditional things in athletics, like sportsmanship, being qualified as a student to participate. They're very strict about, you know, if you throw fits, you get kicked out of games. It's sport. It's old school. It's college athletics. And they put out a statement that says, the NAIA supports fair and safe competition opportunities for all student athletes. Title IX ensures there are separate and equal opportunities for females. As a result, the NAIA offers separate categories of competition in all sports except for cheer and dance, which are co-ed. Student-athletes may participate in NAIA competition in accordance with the following conditions. Participation by students in sports designated as male, blah, 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 it doesn't matter, the male. Participation by students in sports designated as female by the NAIA. Only NAIA student-athletes whose biological sex, that has an asterisk by it, is female, may participate in NAIA-sponsored female sports. They may participate under the following conditions. A student has not begun any masculinizing hormone therapy. A student who has begun masculinizing hormone therapy may participate in all activities that are internal to the institution, but will not include external competition. Okay, so they're saying if you're transing to become a woman from a biological male and you're doing the masculinizing hormone therapy, you can practice at your school with your team. You can participate in inter-squad games. You can participate in preseason games, but you cannot participate in anything that's sanctioned by the NAIA as a competition. Not allowed. We're not telling you you can't be on your team. We're telling you you can't play in games where we keep score. Where we keep score and we keep standings and we award trophies and medals and have champions and plaques, you can't play. But we're not telling you you can't be part of your team at your school. Which I means, guess you can sit on the bench if you want to play on the women's basketball team, practice with them every day, get better, participate in inter-squad games, travel with the team, sit on the bench, fine. You just can't play in the game. It's like a suspension. The NAIA goes on to say that they understand the laws and it's subject to review in light of any legal, scientific, or medical developments. That's what the asterisk is all about. But they're simply saying you will not compete in our competitive matches or games if you're taking all these hormones and injections. That's legit. We've been complaining about that in the Olympics forever. We've been making fun of Russians forever for steroiding up and winning in the Olympics. Russia's been banned from the Olympics how many times? This is no different. This is no different. It's taking drugs to gain a competitive advantage. Now, are there trans people that don't do it to gain a competitive advantage? They're really transitioning from male to female, of course, because there's loons in the world that want to do this. But you got to admit, as you're watching them compete and they're dedicating themselves to it, there's an awful lot too. If I switch over here, I could win all these trophies and medals and make money and become famous and be on social media, and we know that's going on. I applaud the NAIA. Well played, NAIA. Our news today is brought to you by Finch Knife Company, now with the Hellfire design available for you. Online at finchknifeco.com, it comes with three different handle options. The gold rosin, looks like a bowling ball, white bone, and shredded carbon fiber. They're available locally at Shields and Hill Creek Market, or direct from finchknifeco.com, and available nationally through the dealer network. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife at finchknifeco.com. We all know Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. He's been blackballed by cancel culture because he's conservative. All right. So, since they're dealing directly with consumers now, they're going to pass along right now an extravaganza sale. It's a $25 extravaganza sale at MyPillow.com. Okay? It's not a one-product company. Get this. Two multi-pack, multi-use pillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack towel sets, $25. Four-pack dish towels, you got it, $25. And for the first time ever, MyPillow premium Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size, just $25. Use the promo code KKHI, and it's $25 at MyPillow.com, or call the special KKHI number. That's 800-923-9034. You can stock up on all kinds of stuff. In fact, it's not too early to buy all your Christmas presents right now. MyPillow slippers for everyone. $25 each. 800-923-9034 or promo code KKHI at MyPillow.com. And our friend Ron Buck over at Buck Roofing and Construction. It's time for a free roof estimate. That's what you do in the spring. After a long winter, check it out. Make sure you don't have some frozen cracks up there. The inspection is free. The phone call is easy. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well Knowing Buck Roofing inspected the roof over your head. And I tell people all the time, I don't mention this enough, they are experts at working with insurance companies. Like, I got a friend dealing with an insurance company right now. You need an advocate on your side. I'm sorry to say it. You may like your insurance company and your insurance agent, but their job is to mitigate in any way they can the amount they pay out to their customers. Ron Buck's job, they have training on this. They go to Dallas every year. They learn all the laws in every state and everything that's going on. They have all these manuals, these insurance manuals. So they're as smart as your insurance adjuster when they go out, and they know if your insurance adjuster is trying to pull one over on you. Ron Buck and his team will be your advocate. They were my advocate when my insurance screwed me over many, many years ago, and I had to get a lawyer to get my roof replaced, and I won, and I got it. This was on the heels of Katrina, because the big mega insurance company was ripping everyone else off because they'd spent so much money on Katrina in Louisiana. And if it wasn't for Buck telling me to call this lawyer and do this, if I hadn't won, I was just going to get fleeced by my insurance company. 913-384-2680 for Buck Roofing. Sleep well. All right, on to the news. We've got violent crime problems in Kansas City. Everybody knows this. Saturday on the Country Club Plaza, we had a shootout at the Shake Shack. Several shooters, hundreds of people either ran or hit the ground. Cars were shot up. Windows were shot out of buildings on the plaza. Sounds like gangs to me. There were no injuries. A family's SUV got entirely shot up, but nobody was in it. Right through the windows would have killed them all. Kansas City Police Department say they have extra security and plans at the Country Club Plaza, the Power and Light, 18th and Vine, the places you'd think. But so far, they have no arrests for what happened on Saturday. 38 homicides in Kansas City, Missouri already this year. 38. And how nobody got hurt on the plaza. Apparently, it's become gang sport in Kansas City, Missouri. Gangs gather in public, whether it's now Crown Center, Union Station. By the way, that day, the Chiefs parade, there were three different shootings that were gang-related around the parade. We only know about the one. We only hear about the one at Union Station. The other two were just outside the parade walkway there. There were three shootings that day involving gang members. We have the Crown Center indoor because it was too cold to shoot outside gang shooting. And now we have this on the plaza. And I'm just going to go ahead and do this, folks. I'm going to do this until I'm wrong once. These are teenagers and gangs with guns in public, walking around with backpacks and shooting through their backpacks. It's become a video game for them. It's a sport. And it's not slowing down. It is not stopping. Kansas City, I'm telling you, the voters in Jackson County did the Royals the biggest favor ever. Go north of the river, Royals. You had a spot. You liked it. You know what that's all about. You've researched it. Move. Go there now. Go there now. There's a three-mile stretch in Kansas City, Missouri that is not for you. You'd be crazy. Be absolutely crazy. They're shooting stuff everywhere. And the Kansas City, Missouri police can't stop it. The mayor has no stomach to stop it. We may ask ourselves, does he want to stop it? If he goes to stop it, does he lose votes? This is insane. But people on the left are crazy. People like Sunny Hostin on The View, who yesterday went into a rant about the eclipse, that she can't believe what's going on in the world, that there was an earthquake in New Jersey, that we have this cicada problem this year. Have you heard about the cicada problem? And Whoopi Goldberg said it's pronounced cicada. And Hostin said cicada, whatever. She says it's 100 years. We haven't had these cicadas in 100 years. Climate change is ruining everything. And now we've got the moon passing in front of the sun, putting us in darkness. And this is real danger. Climate change is real, and we've got to fix it. We got to stop the earthquakes. We got cicadas. We have an eclipse. Does anybody see what the hell is going on here? And they are throwing her one lifeline after another, the entire panel. Whoopi's trying to help her. The conservative lady, they have one conservative lady. No, she wasn't helping at all. Like, dig your grave, you idiot. It really is stupid people saying dumb things on network television now. And Sunny Hostin has to be the dumbest ever, blaming earthquakes and a solar eclipse on climate change. Oh, and cicadas. So Whoopi sort of corrected her on the cicadas and said, no, this is a once every 17-year cicada. That's true. What's happening with the cicadas this year, and we'll see this in Missouri, and it may creep into Kansas, but all throughout Missouri this year, there will be more cicadas than ever. Cicadas are weird little critters. The ones that are coming out this year are 13 and 17-year cicadas. So one breed of these hasn't been out for 13 years, and another hasn't been out for 17 years. Well, what only happens every 100 years or so is the 13 and 17-year cicadas happen on the same year. That's what Sunny Hostin was talking about, but she doesn't even know the name of the little critter. She called them cicadas. These people are dumb. Liberals are dumb. They don't. There is just no critical thinking. They get the talking point and run with it, and that's all they do. That's literally all they do. The person who offered up the bond for Donald Trump is named Don Henke. He has a company called Knight Specialty Insurance, and he bonded Donald Trump $175 million in the Letitia Gaines New York Attorney General case in New York State. He said, I didn't charge him very much because he had cash collateral. I thought this would be easy and low risk, but I should have charged more. He says he's friends with Trump. He supported the campaign. Henke is worth $7 billion. And his company, Knight Specialty Insurance, is exactly what you would think. It's specialty insurance. So he's bonded Trump at a very low and favorable rate, apparently. And he said, I should have charged more because I didn't know what was going to happen. Well, this man might not be as smart as you and I. He thought it was easy and low risk because Trump had secured funds, and that part he got right. He says he's being battered by the New York Attorney General's office. He's hearing from Letitia James' office and other officials, and he is, quote, surprised that they have come down hard on his company. What? You bonded Trump to keep them from taking his properties, and you didn't think they were coming after you? If this man who knows Trump, is friends with Trump, and has $7 billion, and by all accounts has to be a smart man, if this man doesn't see what's going on, how many millions of voters are going to go vote this November and not know what the Democrats are doing? That's scary that he didn't think they were coming after him and his company. He's based in California, if I'm not mistaken. Letitia James is going to be making a call to Gavin Newsom. There will be some sort of California investigation into Knight Specialty Insurance, I can almost promise you. This thing will go coast to coast. They will not stop. When Trump wins the election, I think they'll stop. And it sounds terrible to say because I'm dead against this. I'm dead against this. For his 4 years, and he can't run again, I want him to weaponize the DOJ and the FBI against the Democrats. I especially want him to target judges in courts. And I have no problem with him going after everyone that came after him. None. Zero problem. Totally fair game. I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll have one or two top targets, and he'll try to stay back from it all. But it would be really hard to not do it. Really hard. Vanity Fair magazine has a story out that has everybody on the left concerned. It's become the talking point on all their little channels. Vanity Fair is a leftist magazine. And they have written a story that is actually accurate and true. And this falls under the category of they're trying to get Biden out of this race. I'm going to tell you, folks, it's mid-April. I'm still of the belief Joe Biden will not be on my ballot in November. I'm sticking with that. Joe Rogan agrees with me. He said the same thing this week. He thinks Biden is out in May. I think that's too early. I don't think you want to subject whoever Trump goes up against to a long campaign. I think you want a shorter campaign. I think you want somebody that people don't know much about that is new and different, and there's not enough time to learn a lot about them. If I'm the Democrats, I want to put my person in as late as I can, which is probably the convention in August. Biden steps down. He's not feeling well. He thinks he's not up to it. I got and just gives a wonderful speech. I did my part. I'll stay on till January. And they open the convention to have a brokered convention, and it winds up being either Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. That's what they want. And I think Trump would be in trouble. I think a short campaign would be bad for him. I think we want to expose the Democrat as much as we can. But Vanity Fair has written this story, and this is what's got them even more terrified than Joe Biden sucking. Here's the headline of the story. Quote, inside the terrifyingly competent Trump 2024 campaign. They are freaked out that Trump has now learned politics so well that his campaign is a well-oiled machine. That $52 million he raised on Saturday night at one dinner at Mar-a-Lago doubled up what they did at Radio City Music Hall with three presidents, Clinton, Obama, and Biden last week. Trump beat doubled that in one night at his house. He didn't have to leave Mar-a-Lago. Inside the terrifyingly competent Trump 2024 campaign. So if they're calling it terrifyingly competent, what a normal person would write for a headline, inside the well-oiled machine that is the Trump 2024 campaign, because he is disciplined, he is on message, he is doing it right, he is not acting goofy. I loved his statement where he's challenged this judge, Mershon. I can't keep track of the cases. He's challenged this judge in the hush money deal, whatever that is. He's challenged this judge to please come after him and incarcerate him because he'd like to be the modern-day Nelson Mandela. I will be America's Mandela. I'm willing to go to prison over this. Do it to me. I dare you. Because he's going to be on the ballot. Make him a martyr. Inside the terrifyingly competent Trump 2024 campaign. He is running a very good campaign, and they see it. Our final today is brought to you by Ideal Health KC, regenerative medicine in Shawnee at K7 and Shawnee Mission Parkway. Let your body's tissue and your blood work for you. This is stem cell tissue research published in multiple journals by Dr. Kip Van Camp. He's been doing this now for almost 15 years. He's double board certified, and he is the best. If you have joint pain, any kind of chronic pain that you've not been able to fix, COVID shot issues, onset of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and he started with his dad to serve his dad and prolonged his dad's life. And now he can help you with the pain that you have or the diagnosis that you have. Ozone therapy, patch therapy, blood spinning. Ideal Health KC, 913-745-5300. Ticketsforless.com. Right now they got a great promotion, a contest going on. Just go to ticketsforless.com and sign up for free. Ticketsforless.com/contests. And sign up for the MJ Melendez contest. When he hits a home run, somebody gets drawn out of the hopper and you win $50 in tickets and an autographed baseball. That's a cool thing to win. If you're looking for concert tickets this summer or the next Royals homestand, Royals have the Orioles coming next week. That's a fun team to watch. Just call them 913-685-3322. 913-685-3322. No fees ever. KKHI is your promo code. You always save at least 5%. With the promo code KKHI at ticketsforless.com. And Back 9 Development is your custom builder in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, TJville, Kansas, would love to build with you. Whether it's a custom home or a commercial project you'd like to work together on, TJ is the perfect person to call, sit down, discuss it first over lunch, and say, here's what we're thinking. What do you think? He's totally an expert in any type of private development. 785-236-0161. If you'd like to view his portfolio of custom homes and commercial projects, go to back9development.com. Our final is a goat. Not the greatest of all time, a real goat. Near the Kansas City Zoo at 63rd and Lewis, a passerby somehow was walking because the cars would never have seen this and the cars would never have heard it. But a passerby was hearing, or whatever goats make for noise, and looked up, and on the bridge pillar at 63rd and Lewis, on the pillar, I have no idea how this goat got there. I know they're climbers, all that stuff. No clue how this happened. This goat is stuck up on a pillar and doesn't know where to step next. Have you seen this yet? This is right here. This is crazy. KC Pet Project was called in. They rescued the goat. Took him back, hydrated that goat. I don't know whether the goat's from the zoo and got loose. It's right by the zoo. Or if it was a goat that was loose that heard goats and was going toward the zoo. Nobody knows at this point. This is a crazy story. You have to find it. It's online. I'll tell you what, go to TonysKansasCity.com. You can see it there. TonysKansasCity.com. The GOAT at 63rd and Lewis was up. It was over the bridge down on the pillar. I mean, crazy that that GOAT was standing there way up in the sky. We got a GOAT in Kansas City. And he is safe and sound, and they're going to return him to wherever he belongs. And we appreciate the passerby for doing that. All of our sponsors are at KK, the KK list, the KK list. We are on X. We are on Facebook at KK Has Issues. Please follow us. I know a lot of folks don't want to get on social media, but this is part of the conservative revolution in America now that Elon Musk has bought X. They have put some guardrails on Facebook. It's getting better. We can feel safe there. Get on X. Follow me on X. KK Has Issues. Follow us on Facebook. KK Has Issues. We really appreciate that. And tell your friends to hit that like, follow, or subscribe button anywhere they listen to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Kevin Keatsman Has Issues has been presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet GMC and is produced by Crooked Tail Media. Please hit the like or follow button wherever you listen or give us a review. For premium content, podcasts, and weekly newsletter, join as a patron at kkhasissues.com for as little as $5 a month. Support all our sponsors and other conservative businesses at thekklist.com.
This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media, Incorporated.